بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت ابو محمد حریر رحمۃ اللہ طریقت میں استاد تھے، یہاں تک کہ جنید رحمۃ اللہ اپنے مریدوں سے فرماتے تھے کہ میرا ولی عہد ابو محمد حریری ہے. حضرت ابو محمد حریر رحمۃ اللہ تھے گھرے اولیاء فارمر ٹائم آف سلف صالحین ٹائم. ہی واز دا موسٹ سینئر خلیفہ آف حضرت جنید بغداد رحمۃ اللہ. حضرت جنید بغداد رحمۃ اللہ وز آلویز ٹیل دس مرید آفٹر می ہی ول بی ان مائی پلیس اینڈ آئی ول ہیو ٹو اوبے ہیم اینڈ ہی ول بی مائی خلیفہ. اینڈ ہی واز دا موسٹ سینئر خلیفہ حضرت بغداد رحمۃ اللہ. آپ عبداللہ تصدیق رحمۃ اللہ کی صحبت پائے ہوئے تھے. آداب آپ کے ایسے تھے کہ آپ نے فرمایا کہ 20 سال سے میں نے کبھی خلوت میں بھی پاؤں دراز نہ کیا، کیونکہ حسن ادب حق تعالیٰ کے ساتھ ہر حال میں بہتر ہیں. His ادب was of an extremely lofty stage. For 20 years he never stretched his feet, so conscious he was of Allah Ta'ala's presence. Stretching the feet towards a senior, towards the Qibla, was a senior, it's not amongst the adab, it's considered disrespectful. So while we can see a senior and we will not do it, a person who has understanding obviously will not stretch his feet, his legs towards the senior or towards the Qibla, though now these people are exceptionally careless, they sit and stretch them feet towards the Qibla. And even the toilets, many people, the toilets also are constructed in such a manner where they face face the Qibla or the backs are towards the Qibla. Both these are in conflict with the adab. So these awliya, they were conscious of the presence of Allah Ta'ala and of the malaika. It's very high, the lofty stage of marifat and perception, so they could feel the with their batin, with their spiritual heart, they could feel the presence of the malaika and of Allah Ta'ala. For that reason he is able to sustain such an act, such a practice. There for 20 years that he never stressed his speech. Now the great Buzhruq has the Zunnun Misri Rahmatullahi, but in Egypt, very great Buzhruq, whilst his ustad, his sheikh, was alive, and his sheikh was living in another city, he never stretched his legs in the direction of the city, and he would never lean against the wall, nor would he give a bayan as long as his ustad was alive. One day the people observed his son leaning against the wall of the masjid, and he started to give a bayan. People were surprised, and then it transpired that at that point the Sheikh had passed away. And for that reason now he considered it appropriate for him to give now a bayan. So this was the degree of adab. Adab, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah said that tasawuf, it is adab. Tasawuf is adab. So if it's not a prescribed azkar and zikr and such practices, it's not a meaning, that's not tasawuf. Tasawuf is islah of the nafs, and minus adab is not possible for persons to gain islah of the nafs or to reform himself. First thing is he has to learn adab. Yes, that is lacking in amongst Muslims nowadays. When people, when they come to the masjid, they kick their shoes off, they they create taklif, difficulties for other people. Big notice written on there, they can remove your shoes, don't trample on the carpet, on the mat. But they, despite that, they will stubbornly, obstinately, they will trample on the carpet and they'll kick their shoes off there. Yet there are arrangements as been made for the shoes to be placed in the rack. That is also a kind of zulm. Zulm means to do something which is in conflict with the normal, with the norm. That is, it is zulm. The person, you take your topi and you start wiping your nose, you're committing zulm. So everything must be done in the correct manner. So the Hazrat Muhammad Harir, he says a stage of a degree of adab was extremely lofty. Imam Abu Hanifa, he would never in privacy also be without a topi. Why? When he was asked, he said, should I not feel ashamed of the malaika? Everyone believes, if you don't believe and you're not a Muslim, that there are two malaika, two angels with you, and they remain with you for 24 hours of the day. They only separate from a person when he's in the toilet, or when he's engaged in sexual relationship, or he's in a state of janabat. That's the only time that the two angels, they separate themselves from a person. But even when they are separated from a person, that doesn't mean that they are not recording. Allah Ta'ala has given them powers there from a distance also. They will record what a person is doing. So the angels are always present. So this old year, Imam Abu Hanifa, he had so vivid was this perception of the presence of the two angels that he would not be without a topi. Now these people perform salat also without topi. They think, they ask, now, what is the dalil for it, what is the hadith for it. Yet they, where they acquired that practice from the kuffar, that is their style, to walk bareheaded. A person without topi is walking in the street, in the public, he is termed in the shirt mardudu shahadat. In other words, his testimony in a court of and in an Islamic court is not acceptable. Such a person, he has got no, is a careless person, and his shahadat is a testimony, it is rejected. So, as I said, it's extremely necessary for everyone, not only for the awliya. Obviously, their state is there, something else. Nakal hai ke ek saal aapne Makkah mein ikamat ki, na soye, na sikhan kahe, na diwar par takiya kiye, na paon phailaye. Once said that Hazrat Muhammad Harir Rahmatullah, he stayed halfway in Makkah Mukarramah for 1 year. So in that entire year, he did not sleep. Allah Ta'ala gave this awliya such powers, such abilities by virtue of the taqwa and the dhikrullah, that they were able to bear such austere methods and riyazat. They had the power, we left such power, but for them it was quite possible. So he said the entire year he did not sleep, he did not speak, nor did he lean against anything, against a wall, nor did he stretch his legs. Abu Bakr Qitani rahmatullah ne aap se farmaya ke aisa sakht aur mushkil amal aap kis tarah karte the. Another buzruk, Hazrat Abu Bakr Qitani rahmatullah, he asked him, how is it possible for you to sustain such a difficult practice? One is to start a practice for a while, 1-2 days you do it, but to sustain it, to have istiqamah and firmness and to sustain it until the end, that is most difficult. Aapne farmaya ke sidq-e batni ne mere zahir ko aisa kawi banaya hai. So he said the truth, the of the batin, that means of the spiritual heart, that has given me the physical strength, the zahiri strength, to sustain and to maintain such a such practices. Now, that the first is to cleanse the heart, the spiritual heart must be cleansed. I say it cannot be cleansed only by means of zikr and dua and zikr practices. No, zikr and dua creates barakat and creates barakat in your efforts. The requirement is to make effort to struggle against the nafs, to purify the nafs from all the evil and lowly animal attributes. Then only the batin will become now brightened, and when with the brightening and development of the batin of the spiritual heart, then even he says physical strength is also acquired.